Hello, Malcolm here. Welcome to Highlights from Hebrews, episode 27. Now we're into chapter 3, and we're looking at the first 6 verses today. Therefore, holy brothers and sisters, who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, whom we acknowledge as our apostle and high priest. He goes on to talk about the contrast between Moses being faithful in the house, Jesus being of greater honor than Moses because the builder of the house has greater honor than the house itself. Finishing in verse 6, Christ is faithful as the Son over God's house, and we are his house, if indeed we hold firmly to the confidence and the hope in which we glory. A couple of thoughts from this today. In verse 1 he says, fix your thoughts on Jesus. And it's interesting, of course, that later on in this book, we're told to fix our eyes on Jesus. Hebrews 12, verses 2 and 3. Fix our thoughts on Jesus. Fix our eyes on Jesus. Reminds me of Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 3. Setting our hearts and minds on things above. Something about it as a Christian, something about fixing, something about being determined, something about just deciding that today, this morning, as I read my Bible, as I pray, I will fix my thoughts on Jesus. I will fix my eyes on Jesus. Can you do that today in your prayer time, whether you're spending time walking through a wood, on your way to the tube station, walking from your car to the office, walking around your house? Fix your thoughts on Jesus. Fix your eyes on Jesus, for he was faithful as the Son over God's house, and we are his house if we hold firmly to the confidence, to our confidence and the hope in which we glory. The word there is really about boasting. If we have a real hope, a real confidence, it's like an exultant boasting. We're so excited about what we have. Well, if we have Jesus, we have everything we need today. Let's finish as usual with Hebrews 13, 20 and 21. Now may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will. And may he work in us what is pleasing to him, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Until episode 28.